All right, so today we're testing Keywix, which is an offline reader for Wikipedia. And I'm just going to ask you to do some simple tasks related to browsing and searching. Let me close the door. Hold on. Oh, and actually, before we start, can you just state your name and why you're here for the record?
My name is Brandon Harris. I'm here because I'm paid to be.
All right.
Not for this test, but for the conference.
For the hackathon.
Yeah.
All right. And what I want you to do is whenever I give you a task, just talk out loud while you're doing it. Like any thoughts or like intuition or questions or anything you have, just talk out loud while you're doing it. And then if you decide like something just is too difficult or you would have given up on this in real life, then just say so.
All right.
And just try to be as honest about it as you can. And don't worry if you can't figure it out, because we're just testing the software, not you. So the first task that I want you to try to do with it is just pull up the article for Berlin.
No search box. So I have to go here, and I don't see it under Berlin, under B. So now I'm really confused. So let's go to Germany, and I don't see anything like that either. Okay, I'm done. I'm gonna find it in a different place.
Okay. Let's see. Next, I want you to try to find some specific information, which would be, I want you to find out who is the king of Thailand.
Go down here to T for Thailand. Once again, I'm not seeing Thailand. What the hell, man? These are sections. They're not article names, they're sections. T to Tarrant. Okay, that's a little bit. That's not as obvious as I would have thought. Okay, I don't see Thailand on here either. Republic of Thailand, I bet. Okay, so. Republic of China. I don't think Thailand has a king, by the way, just FYI. I'm thinking of Taiwan. Okay, yeah, I can't find it.
Okay. What I want you to try to do instead is specifically to search for the article Thailand rather than browsing for it. Like, I want you to see if you can figure out a way to do a search for the article. Well, I guess since we can't proceed to the next one unless we actually get the article.
The article.
I'll just go ahead and tell you how to do it. You type in this bar here, and then that will search, and then go ahead and go to the article for Thailand. And then I want you to find the king on here.
King Bhujmalik Adulia.
Yeah, go to his article. Okay. Next task is I would like you to bookmark this article.
Okay, so that's interesting. Okay.
Is there anything that you would like to change with the bookmarking interface, or did that seem pretty intuitive?
That seemed fairly intuitive.
Okay, cool. Go ahead and go back to the main page where you started.
So I didn't think about this. The Chrome up here at the top did not enter my brain as being part of the interface.
Mm-hmm.
I was approaching this entirely as an HTML construct, but that's interesting. Once I did that, also as soon as I typed the word Thailand, I remembered how to spell it correctly. I was compiling like T-A-I. It didn't make any sense to me. Okay.
All right. Now, I want you to go back to the page that you bookmarked using bookmark. All right. And you can close that, the bookmark interface. Next, I want you to search within this article for information on the Finland plot.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. Next, I want you to switch Kiwix into full screen mode. Okay. Next, switch it back to regular screen mode. Okay. Final task, I want you to try to bring up three articles in separate tabs. Tell me what you thought about the tab interface, and if there was anything like that you would do differently with it.
They don't feel like tabs. I think it's because they're visually like buttons, or they appear that way. I kind of like the way that they look, but they don't feel like tabs, and I don't know what that specifically means. I'm not sure what the X is going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Is it going to kill the one that's to the right, or is it going to kill the one I've got highlighted? Let's find out. Okay.
So maybe it'd be better to have the close associated with each tab?
Yeah, associated with each one. I'm used to the plus sign actually being on that side. But I mean, that could just be a Chrome thing. I think that, once I understood that there was an interface here that I could interact with, that made things a lot better, but then I had to like also remember that there's yet another point where the interface can exist, and that's in the OS X, top bar.
Mm-hmm.
If this is intended to be used from a computer, that's perfectly fine. I guess I was thinking maybe it was supposed to be used from devices, which I guess isn't the case. That's pretty much all I got on the tab thing.
Okay.
This starting a tab just felt a little. Or opening the tabbed interface just felt a little weird.
Okay. Do you have any other feedback about the program in general, or any questions about it, or feedback?
I think that maybe the Command F, find mechanism. That might be better to have appear up here at the top. I'm sort of a power user on the Command F thing, so I sort of, knew to expect that window to pop open. But the fact that it popped up at the bottom is actually different from the way I've been seeing it more often lately. I have my own thoughts on why something that happened up at the top would make more sense, but because I'm thinking about it from up here where I click this button and then it appears down here. I don't know how practical that would be from a development standpoint, whether or not it would be, it's not a lot of real estate horizontally. So.
Do you think it would be confusing at all to have the in-page search field be close to the regular search field, or if it was moved to the top? Or do you think it'd be pretty clear, which is which?
Well, okay, so in Chrome, you activate that and it appears in a small box that's just down here. It slides down. Mm-hmm. And the similar feature in Thunderbird has them both next to each other. Are they confusing that way? I don't know. I don't think so. Not overall. Once you get it, you get it. They might be confusing the first time around. That's pretty much the thought on that. This is kind of neat, actually. This is all offline. This is just stored locally.
Yep.
So it's a one-time thing. It's pretty slick.
Well, thanks for helping test it. I think that'll be really useful.